The Story of Smiling Selfies. We take it for granted that we should smile for the camera. But a century ago, stone-faced photos were the norm. The smiles we flash for the camera today are about 10 times bigger than the smiles photographed 100 years ago. A team of computer scientists analyzed more than 37,000 U.S. high school yearbook portraits from 1905 to 2013. They measured each person's smile by comparing the shape of their mouths. In the 1910s, lip angles were almost zero, meaning mouths were mostly flat. But in the post-World War II era, people opened their mouths in their yearbook photos. Why did this happen?